All right, 9-11 our time on this Monday morning. You might have heard this story earlier this morning from Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert on the Michigan News Network. Starting next month, there is going to be a robotic dog doing the work that takes people hours and hours and hours to do. Now, this sounds crazy, and it's going to look a little crazy, but it definitely has an efficiency factor to it. And here to tell us more about Fluffy, the robot dog at the Van Dyke Transmission Plant, he'll be working there, is Virtual Manufacturing Manager for Ford, Mark Godaris. Mark, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This thing looks so cool and so funny, but it really serves an important role, doesn't it?
It does. It is cool, and it's awesome the engineering that we can utilize this robot dog to do.
What is it going to be doing, and explain why it's important for this to be done at auto plants like the transmission plant?
So we're going to use it in conjunction with one of our autonomous mobile robots. And it'll be traveling through our facility, and it'll be doing a laser scan, and it'll also be taking a 360 high resolution video, so you can kind of get a street view of our facilities.
These scans are important because it gives you a real look, sort of a layout of the plant, because changes occur over time from the time that it's first built to today, right?
It does. Our plants are basically alive, and as our facilities, as we launch them, they continually change. And then when we're looking at new programs or we just want to update a 3D layout, we usually have to go out and do the laser scan manually. So this allows us to, we'll be able to release the dog and the mobile robot, and they'll go out and they'll scan for us.
So, this thing will basically be set free to roam the plant, right? I mean, you're going to have people working in the Van Dyke transmission plant, but they're going to see Fluffy go strolling by.
For sure. And the initial tests at Van Dyke, we're going to do it on an off shift. So that way there's little disturbance to the plant as we maneuver around. But the goal is that once they're accepted and we're done with our pilot, we can use them at any time that we need to update the layout of the facility.
This is going to save Ford a lot of money, isn't it?
It will. Currently, it takes about, for a 3 million square foot facility, it's right around $300,000 for us to do a laser scan. And again, that's done manually, and you have a tripod, and think about putting your camera and taking a family photo on a tripod. You walk around the facility with that, and then you stop, and it takes about 3 to 5 minutes, depending on how high resolution scan you want. And so at each location, you're standing there for 3 to 5 minutes. It takes about 2 weeks to get all of that done on a large facility. So we're hoping that we'll cut that time in half, and we'll significantly lower the cost to do the scan.
What a neat thing. This is basically this dog, this robotic dog, if you will, is something you're leasing from a company in Boston, right?
We are. We're leasing them from Boston Dynamics.
Very cool. Well, I've seen pictures of it. I'm sure people can do a quick Google search and see what Fluffy looks like. It's fun and interesting, but serves a huge cost-saving purpose for Ford. Mark, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it very much.